Pope Benedict also received letters of credence today from Hungary's new ambassador to the Holy See, János Balassa. Philippa Hitchin has more.
In remarks to the ambassador, Pope Benedict said the Holy See's re-establishment of full diplomatic relations with the countries of the former Eastern Bloc after the momentous events of 1989 opened up new horizons of hope for the future. The Pope praised Hungary's great progress in establishing the structures of a free and democratic society, able and willing to play its part in an increasingly globalized world community. The Holy Father also said the experience of newly gained freedom has at times brought with it the risk that those same Christian and human values, so deeply rooted in the history and culture of Europe, can be supplanted by others that are harmful to the development of a truly flourishing society. The Pope said one of the specific ways government can support the family is by assuring that parents are allowed to exercise their fundamental right as the primary educators of their children, which would include the option to send children to religious schools when they so desire. Pope Benedict said the Church in Hungary seeks no privileges for herself, but true to her nature and mission, is eager to play her part in the life of the nation. Pope Benedict said he's confident any outstanding questions affecting the life of the Church in Hungary will be resolved in the spirit of goodwill and fruitful dialogue, which has always characterized diplomatic relations between the two states. I'm Philippa Hitchin.